Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So did Duck teach you how to do duck calls?
No. I'm more of the hunter that I get guys that know what they're doing, and I just do the shooting. So I never asked him to teach me the call itself.
Is it true, Coach, that at one point you told Devlin that he was going to make an NFL team because he was nicknamed Duck?
Well, it's not quite that way. I told him it would help him tremendously having a good nickname. And I didn't really think about it till he got up in camp and I'm reading the reports of how well he's doing. And everybody's referring to him as Duck. And, everybody likes a good nickname. Everybody likes a good story. So I just told him, hey, be yourself. He's a humble guy. Got good country roots, if you will, and he's got a great story about being a champion duck caller. And I said, make sure you use all that to your advantage, because when you're not even an undrafted free agent, you're a tryout guy. You need all the help you can get. And so I think maybe it's helped him a little bit, just being kind of a fan favorite, if you will.
Well, and his ability on the field has certainly helped him quite a bit. Coach Mike Tomlin talked about how impressive he was during training camp, and obviously enough to get him back on the squad after Ben Roethlisberger got hurt. But I'm curious, does his ability on the field, what you've seen with him with the Steelers, surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me at all. And number one, you can have cool nicknames and you can have cool backstories, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to get it done. And here's a guy that, it surprises you guys a little bit because, you really haven't followed his career. The people in Alabama and around the South, they know who Devlin Duck Hodges is. I mean, here's a guy that won the Walter Payton Award, the Heisman of FCS, the best player in FCS, broke Steve McNair's 25-year-old record to become the all-time leading passer in FCS history. And it's hard to throw for 15,000 yards on air, more or less. He did it against Georgia, Florida State, Mississippi State, and all the FCS competition. So here's a guy that knows how to play quarterback. He knows how to win. And what I saw the other night on Sunday night, I've been watching him do that for 4 years.
We're with Coach Chris Hatcher from Samford University in Birmingham. Head football coach when Devlin Hodges was there. And, Coach, I assume you and your wife, Lori, watched that Sunday night game. How proud were you to see him go out there and win that thing?
Well, I was really excited. I'm kind of a proud papa, when it comes to watching my guys go off and do good things. I have a son who's a quarterback, a backup quarterback on our team here. And we were all watching the game, and we were pulling for him. And, I talked to him Monday, and I said, it's amazing how good you play when you throw it to the backs and on the checkdowns, because that was something I really had a hard time getting him to do while he was here. He liked to sling it down the field, so kind of a running joke with us. But I thought he played well. He looked like he belonged, and the moment wasn't too big for him, as anybody who watched that game could recognize early on.
So how vocal do you get when you're watching a game like that?
I just enjoy it. I'm proud for him, because I know what he's done to get to this point, and I'm always proud of him. He's a good boy, but I was really proud for him the other night to seize the opportunity when his number was called. It was a pretty cool moment. Plus, he's kind of, he's a likable guy. I mean, anybody who can call ducks and do all that's an intriguing fella, so I'm excited for him. I think he's going to do really well.
And I think Duck is here to stay. He's going to be around, and he opened up a lot of eyes, Coach. So continued success to him and to you at the Samford University, a beautiful place down there in Homewood, Alabama, just outside of Birmingham. And appreciate your time, Coach.
Guys, I appreciate it. And y'all take care of my guy up there now, okay?
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.